Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is May 22nd, 2025, and on today's episode, Evonik honors Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and colleagues from Louisiana participate in a bike ride to help fight multiple sclerosis. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, May is Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. In honor of this month, our employee resource group for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, known as Aspire, has launched the Honoring Our Roots campaign. This initiative aims to spotlight the unique stories and experiences of our colleagues with Asian heritage, reminding us the strength that comes from our differences and the importance of learning from one another. At Evonik, we believe that honoring diversity provides insight into the narratives that shape our community and strengthen us as a company. Here are several Aspire members reflecting on their roots.
Sawasdee ka. My name is Tanya Savitsky. A lot of my Thai cultures and traditions shaped who I am today, and my stories often go untold. I love my Thai beaches, I love my Thai food, and whenever my family's back in Bangkok, we go on a big dinner cruise on the Chao Phraya River because that's where you can see all those beautiful temples the best.
My name is Raghuraman. I'm coming from Chennai, one of the metro cities in the southern part of India. The region is also known for its delicious cuisines, intricate dance forms, and elaborate festivals. The famous festival is a Pongal celebration, which is similar to that of the Thanksgiving festival. We do celebrate a Pongal festival every year in the month of January, still following our traditional grassroots in USA. Thanks for this opportunity to share with you guys.
Konnichiwa. My name is Miyako Hisamoto. Japan is a beautiful country with many traditions and distinguished culture. And of course, the traditional food that is loved by many is sushi. That is definitely my favorite food, and my kids too. In my family, for New Year's, we would make a type of sushi roll called futomaki, which literally translates to fat roll. I love that this is something that my kids can do with my mom too. Thank you for listening. Arigatou gozaimashita.
Here is our colleague, Shabnam Nejand.
Hello, or as Persian will say, salam. Celebrating Nowruz, the Persian New Year, is one of the most valued traditions. The Hafsin table symbolizes our hope for health and prosperity. As an Iranian American, I'm proud to honor my roots while remembering myself and others that our background shape us, but not define us.
Last up, Evonik colleagues from our Lafayette and Reserve, Louisiana sites recently participated in the Texas MS-150 bike ride organized by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Our team of six, including several first-time riders, raised $2,575 for this important cause. This multi-day event aimed to raise both funds and awareness for multiple sclerosis, bringing together around 5,000 riders in Texas. Day one involved a challenging 75-mile ride from Brookshire to LaGrange. On day two, the Evonik team tackled 79 miles from LaGrange to College Station. Regular rest stops along the way gave the riders a chance to connect, share stories, and of course, rest. For the colleagues involved, crossing the finish line was about more than just completing the two-day race. Easley Babineau, who helped organize the Evonik team, explains.
Crossing the finish line was such an incredible feeling. It brought this profound sense of accomplishment to our team and showed us just what we can achieve when we're dedicated and working together. This ride brought us together in ways that just aren't realized in a normal working day. It really highlighted the importance of teamwork and community spirit and the impact we can have when we work together. I would like to thank everyone who supported us, and I can't wait to keep this momentum going and see what we can do next year.
Before you go, we want to congratulate Martin Toscano, President Evonik Mexico, on his appointment as President of the Mexican-German Chamber of Commerce. This recognizes his extensive experience in fostering business relationships between Germany and Mexico. Since joining Evonik in 1999, he has contributed to our success across various positions and is an excellent choice to lead the Chamber as they navigate the new international business landscape. Finally, a recent workshop on strategic supply chain insights led by Dr. Thomas Schamberg for the Americas leadership team at Evonik emphasized key concepts and the importance of mid- and long-term planning. The insights gained from this session will help refine Evonik's supply chain processes, highlighting the crucial link between supply chain strategy and overall business strategy. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.